Shalom Aleichem. Today we have a fascinating and important question as it relates to Rosh Chodesh, and that is when it comes to Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, when is the tefillin taken off? Is the tefillin taken off before or after the Kaddish shed by the Chazan in advance of Musaf? So we're going to go through this sugya, see that there are actually two different views in this regard, and we are also going to see a fascinating maisa that involved Rav Soloveitchik in this regard. We are going to start off in the Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Tefillin. So we're in Orach Chaim Siman Chaf Hey in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kata Nun Tes. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Uvimkomo Seinu. In our place, he's talking about the Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Ashkenaz. He explains right now Shemachnisim Tekef Achara Kriya, that we put the Sefer Torah back after the Kriya Satora, immediately after the Kriya Satora. So that is the minhag of Ashkenazim who adhere to Nusach Ashkenaz. It is not the minhag of Ashkenazim that daven Nusach Svardin. It's also not the minhag of Svardim who daven Edut HaMizrach. When it comes to Nusach Ashkenaz, what is done is we have the Kriya Satora. This is all the time. Anytime there's the Kriya Satora, Monday, Thursday, we have the Kriya Satora. We're talking about specifically Monday or Thursday, or Rosh Chodesh, so we have the Kriya Satora, and the Sefer Torah is put back immediately, and thereafterward we say Ashrei Uval Etzion, in days that we say Lam Natzeach between Ashrei and Uval Etzion. So says the Mishnah Berurah, in our place is that that's what we do, that we put the Sefer Torah back immediately after Kriya Satora, and only thereafterward do we say Ashrei and Uval Etzion. What should be done on Rosh Chodesh, vis-a-vis taking off the tefillin, Yachlitz Achar HaKadish Shekodem Tfilas Musaf. We should take off the tefillin after Kaddish, before Tfilas Musaf. So that is typically done. Many, many shuls do that. That's, I think, probably the only minhag that I've seen growing up and currently, is that the Kaddish is said right after Uval Etzion. Then people take off their tefillin. Tefillin is taken off. And then somebody gives a clap, gives a bang, and then Shmona Esrei of Musaf starts. That is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down as the first minhag. But then he says, Ubeliyahu Rabba Kasav, he brings out in the name of the Eliyahu Rabba, the Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh Yachalot Achar Kedushas Uval Etzion. Then in fact, you should take the tefillin off before, achar, after you say the Kedusha of Uval Etzion. So in the Uval Etzion we say Kadosh Kadosh, and we say Baruch Kavod. But before Kodim Sh'omer Yiratzom Yifanecha V'chulei Sh'nishmor Chukecha, so you're taking them off towards the end of Uval Etzion, but you're not even waiting till the end of Uval Etzion. But don't wait, V'lo Yamtin Melachaltzam Ad Achar Kadosh. Don't wait and take them off after Kaddish. The Kaddish, that's the first minhag that was brought by the Mishnah Berurah, that we first say Kaddish and then we take off the tefillin. Here the Eliyahu Rabba is saying, take off your tefillin and then thereafter is the Kaddish. And he said, don't take your tefillin off after Kaddish. That's a problem. Why? Kedei shelo lahafsik bein Kaddish letfila. Because there should not be a break between the Kaddish and the Shmona Esrei of Musaf. We have to go straight from Kaddish to the Musaf. So what the Eliyahu Rabba is saying here is that that Kaddish is for the Musaf. That Kaddish, we push it, we don't have it. It's not for the Uval Etzion. It's not going on what we said up until now. It's going on a going forward basis. The Kaddish is for the Musaf. It's for the Shmona Esrei going forward and Musaf. And accordingly, don't take the tefillin off after saying Kaddish. That would be a hefsek between the Kaddish and the Musaf. Take the tefillin off before Kaddish and then say Kaddish, and then go straight into Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So what I want to go to now is go to the Sefer Nefesh HaRav. Nefesh HaRav was written by Rav Herschel Schachter, various Hanhagos and Piskei Halacha, also that's Divrei Torah, from HaRav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, the Rav. And I am out now on page Kuf Tesvav in Nefesh HaRav, Be'inyan Kaddish V'Anius Baruch Hu. And he says as follows, Achronim Nechleku Begeder HaKaddish. This is a general machlokus in the Achronim. When it comes to the Kaddish that we say, and it's not only on Rosh Chodesh, it's also on Shabbos and Yontif, there's a Kaddish after we say Uvnucho Yomar, we put the Sefer Torah back, and there's a Kaddish, or Litfilas Musaf. There's a Kaddish in between the two, between Uvnucho Yomar and Tfilas Musaf. Im Chi Ne'emeres Achar Psuke Uvnucho Yomar. What is it relevant to? Is that Kaddish going on what we said already, the Psukim Uvnucho Yomar, and then we say Kaddish? Or is it an introduction, a Hakdama, to Tfilas Musaf? Now, what does it really matter? because if we're putting back the Sefer Torah, we're saying Uvnu Achayim, or we're saying Kaddish, then we're starting Musaf, then it doesn't really matter. But there are going to be Nafkaminas. How about if the rabbi wants to speak? If there's a drasha by the rabbi, if there's a sermon, so we have to decide where's the Kaddish going. Is the Kaddish going to be on Uvnu Choyomar? And accordingly, you're going to say Kaddish, and then the rabbi is going to speak, and then we're going to say Musaf, and there's not going to be another Kaddish. Or are we going to wait on the Kaddish? We say Uvnu Choyomar, we put the Sefer Torah back, the rabbi gives his drasha, and then we start with Kaddish and go right into Musaf. So that is one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina, when the Chazan on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur says Hineni, the tefillah of the Chazan Hineni, is that going to be before Kaddish or after Kaddish? So that's a second Nafkamina. And the one relevant for us, the Nafkamina of the day when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, is taking off the tefillin. If we say the Kaddish is on Uvnu Choyamar, on the Psukim that we just said, putting the Sefer Torah back, then we're going to say Kaddish and then take the tefillin off. But if we say, on the other hand, that it's hakdama, an introduction, the Kaddish is an introduction to the Musaf, then we're going to take the tefillin off before the Kaddish, and we're going to take off the tefillin, we're going to say Kaddish, and then go straight into Musaf. So, in fact, Rav Shachter Nefesh HaRav does bring the Mishnah Brura, the Minog that we just brought, and the Eliyahu Rabbah, the alternative Minog. And then he comes and he explains what is going on here, that the side, that the Kaddish is actually the precursor, is the Hakdama to Musaf, and you actually have to say it right before Musaf. So he says, B'yir Ha'inyan Zeh. Hayanirali. So Rav Shachter says as follows, what's going on here? Shegeder inyan amiras Kaddish. What is the concept of saying Kaddish right now? Leptichas hatfila. This is a pticha. It's an introduction to the Shemana Esrei we're about to say. And why? Why do we have to have that introduction? Hubichdei letzaref et asara mispalim ladadi. The Chazal instituted it in order for us to bring together the minyan. This is effectively an introduction and a statement that we are about to have a tfila b'tzibur. Because why? Everyone can say the private Shemona Esrei separately. That's okay. You don't need a minion to say the private Shemona Esrei. So in order to establish that this is going to be a tefillah b'tzibur, Chazal instituted that we're going to have a kaddish liyachashev ketefillah b'tzibur halobayin shiyashama eza mitzaref. We need something to be mitzaref to include everyone together. Shitztarfu ha'asara hadadi. So we say we are being koveya as a minion together, and that is going to be the kaddish. And accordingly, based on that side, that it's going to be an introduction. It's not that the Kaddish is going after what we just said, Uvnu Choyomar, but the Kaddish is an introduction to what we are going into. We're going into Musaf, and it's meant to aggregate us all together, to bring us all together. Accordingly, the tefillin would be taken off before the Kaddish. That is the Eliyahu Rabbah. Tefillin taken off, and then we say the Kaddish. So that is in the Nefesh HaRav. Now, if we go to another Sefer put up by Rav Shachter, it's called Mipnine HaRav. On page Pei Gimel, he talks about Tefillin Rosh Chodesh. And now it gets very fascinating. Rabbeinu Hinig B'Minyano. This is talking about Rav Shachter writing about the Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik had a minion that was next to Shebecheder HaSamuch Ledira Sobeh Shebepnimiyat HaYeshiva. So the Rav, when he would come down from Boston and go to New York, he would stay in the dormitory. He had a room in the dormitory. And this is in his later years. And he used to have, when he was elderly, he used to have a minion next door, right next to his dorm room. Shekola Tzibor. So he was makbid. He was makbid about this, that the entire Tzibor would take off their tefillin before the saying of Kaddish. Before the saying of the Kaddish. So you take the tefillin off, say Kaddish, and then you go right into Musaf. But an additional thing, and this is where things get very fascinating, what he was makbid to do is that you should not just leave the tefillin on the table unwrapped. You have to wrap it. You have to wrap it. So you take them off, you wrap it. Before Musaf. So what they would do is not only take off the tefillin, they would have to wrap the tefillin. They would wrap the tefillin and then thereafterwards say Kaddish and go right into Musaf. Now, Rav Shachter brings a story, and this is a shocking, amazing story. He says, there was one time that there was a bachur that was the shamish of the Rav. Young boy, he was a shamish of the Rav, and without wrapping his tefillin, he started davening Musaf, his own tefillin. So before wrapping his own tefillin, he started davening the Musaf together with the tzibur. And Rav the Rav saw that, and in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, in the middle of Shemoneh, I'm going to read the words, the language inside. Ube'emtza tfila shebalachash. Nagabo Rabbeinu al etzbosav shalala. The Rav touched him on his fingers. This is the boy, the Shamus used to stand right next to the Rav. So the Rav, during Shemoneh Esrei, he touched him on his fingers and he hinted to him. He signed with his hands. Ramazor shalsh yikrach tefillin tekef be'emtza tefilaso. And he showed him, I guess he, with his hand, showing that you have to wrap the tefillin. He didn't speak, but he says you have to, with his hands, he sign language that you have to wrap your tefillin immediately, even in the midst of Shemoneh Esrei, and don't leave them unwrapped. Lichor, apparently, it's because it's a bit of a busha, lack of cover for the tefillin, to leave them like that during Musaf, or this is the Musaf is the time to not have the tefillin uncovered. So be that as it may, the Rav said, he showed him with his hands, you need to wrap even though you're in Shemoneh Esrei. Stop your Shemoneh Esrei and wrap, and then continue with your Shemoneh Esrei. Very amazing. So we see two points here. The Rav was makbid based on the second sheet of the Eliyahu Rabbah, that the tefillin come off first before Kaddish, and then Kaddish is said because the Kaddish is the introduction to the Musaf, so you go from Kaddish directly into Musaf. And also another hakpada of the Rav is they actually have to be wrapped up, totally wrapped up, before starting your Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.